Governor Burgum held one of his Main Street Initiative meetings in Mandan Wednesday.
Well, I think Mandan's actually a poster child for it.
That's Mandan Mayor Tim Heldling.
We've used a lot of the Renaissance Zone projects, storefront improvement projects, a lot of the things that a lot of people would like to eliminate. I think if we wouldn't have had those opportunities, we wouldn't be in the growth pattern that we're in today.
Heldling says those efforts are helping to make Mandan an attractive city, and he said that's reflected in the city's population growth.
I know I look back 15 years ago, and my attitude and my outlook for Mandan, it was actually pretty bleak. There was a lot of empty storefronts. There was a lot of dirt, debris, trash. You looked around, and people's attitude, more than anything, wasn't positive. And I think today you're seeing a positive energy. You're seeing people want to move into Mandan rather than to move out of Mandan.
Mandan Business Development Director Ellen Huber says you can see that in the number of new businesses and new restaurants that have opened in the city.
We didn't want to be a bedroom community to Bismarck. Mandan aspires to be much more than that, and so we recognize that we need more amenities like restaurants. They're important to residents, they're important for attracting visitors, and for businesses. And so that's something we've been working on. We're really, you know, working to improve the quality of life amenities in our community so that we can attract workforce.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.